Jason's going to take you the rest of the way. Yeah, no problem.
Hi, Glenn.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Glenn. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. Sahak, my mapping coordinator, he just wanted me to jump on the line and go ahead and apply this promotional rate we have for Labor Day. But before I get into that, how's your day going?
It's been a good day.
Okay, great.
I survived. All I can say.
You know what? I hear that. Every day above ground is a good day, right?
Well, no, we're remodeling two houses right now that are right next to each other, and the power's out in both of them. And it's about 95 degrees in the house. There's no power. Mm-hmm. And we're running all power off generators, which can only run so many blowers and fans and lights. And it's just hot no matter what you do.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say
it's the way it is.
The heat, right, that the power is out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, some trees fell, and the energy can't come and do this for the 15 reasons they came up with for another 3 weeks.
Okay.
You know,
well,
there's something wrong with the drainage ditch, and it just goes on and on and on. You know, they just want the house done while they have the time.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you probably have, like, a crew of people helping you out, too, right?
I have one person working for me right now. I've had five people working for me. I can get people if I have big jobs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You know, it's just helpful to have people when you're going through those tough situations, right? So, Glenn, you know, just to get, before I get into the price as well, did you have any questions at all about the placement, the program, how you'll be listed, anything at all?
Well, we advertise on Facebook, and
uh-huh.
I'm just getting my Google listing back, okay? And
okay.
They're putting in all the keywords, and my girlfriend left me a few months ago. She took almost all my social media advertising with her, okay?
Okay.
So it was a good thing because I had three houses to work on anyway, so I didn't need them, you know? But we're trying to get it back, okay? And Derek's working on it. I've been talking with Google, and we've figured it out and everything, and it's between today and tomorrow it'll be online. You know, and having it work is one thing. But like Sahak said, I used to go with Angie, but Angie lied. They said we were the only handyman here listing with them, and we would get all the work. And I got 7 window shoppers in the first month.
Yeah.
And they didn't want nothing done. They just wanted to hear it. So after the third month, I said, no, I'm not paying you anymore. In fact, I went to the bank and disputed the credit card charge and got that money back for that month and the month before that. Yeah, so they only got me for 1 month, you know, and they still call me wanting money, and they're not getting nothing from me. I'm sorry, yeah, but my concern is this: the money is in the small jobs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning coming to your house and putting insulation in your front door or a threshold in your front door because air is coming in under there, or fixing your bathroom door, or your cabinet door. You know, changing your AC filter, you know, doing little stuff is where the money in this business really is, okay?
Okay.
But they don't come around a whole lot, so I end up taking these remodel jobs from investors, then I'm stuck for 2 or 3 weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we figured Angie just didn't work with us because they want $300 a month, and that's it. But when I get on a remodel job that's 3 or 4 weeks, I'm just wasting money. And that's what I like about the Google, because they say, hey, you call Google, you know, business support, and you can shut off all your advertisements. And the reason is when people call me in my business and I can't come and do for them what they need by when they need it, they never call me again.
Okay.
In 4 years, I've never had anyone tell me, hey, I called you 6 months ago. You couldn't come out, but I'm glad you came out now to do this.
Right.
So if this is going to be something that I'm going to have to pay every month on, and, you know, if it can be shut off, that's fine. Because when I get on big jobs, I'm just, I just don't want to just keep paying people for nothing.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, that's the way I'm thinking right now in my life. It just doesn't make sense for me to do this.
Well, okay.
You know,
so
unless there's something that...
Yeah, I have a solution. I have a solution for you, definitely, Glenn. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay, so, Glenn, Google Guaranteed, it's actually a new program. It launched a couple of years ago. It's an amazing program on Google. Okay, so what Google Guaranteed is, it's a lead generation service, but the major benefits in the leads is that they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. So what this does is it makes it so the customers are calling you directly. You're not, you know, they're not going through any type of, you know, third party or anything like that. They're calling you directly. Now, with Google Guaranteed, if they're calling outside of your service area or about something you don't do, those are typically the things that you could be credited back for that lead. But with Google Guaranteed, you do have the ability to turn on and off your leads. So you can totally pause them, and then you won't have those leads coming in. But you'll still be on Google, right? You'll still be there, but you just won't be at the top with the green check mark next to it. That means your leads are turned on. Now, Glenn, the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is because Google is actually guaranteeing your work. So they're giving the client up to $2,000 of insurance for choosing you. And they're saying that you're a reputable company. Now, with Google Guaranteed, you do have to be licensed and insured. Is that something that you have?
excuse me. I'm licensed with the state, with Washtenaw Parish. I have $1 million worth of liability insurance.
Okay.
I am the only handyman from Shreveport to Jackson, Mississippi that has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, that's, you know, you're definitely the type of business that we would love to work with. Glenn, for Google Guaranteed, for the listing, now, basically the way it works, it's a $250 application fee. Okay, so the application, it takes 4 to 6 weeks to process. Now, when it comes to the leads, basically you have a minimum monthly budget. So after the 4 to 6 weeks and your Google Guaranteed listing is up, you have a minimum monthly budget. So your minimum monthly budget is $226. Your leads are $17.33 a lead. So $17.33 a lead. So let's say the following month, Glenn. So after the first minimum monthly budget, the following month, if you only took on one lead for that month, then you would only pay $17.33. So you do have the ability to turn on and off your leads at any time. And this will put you above the ad section of Google, right under the search bar when your leads are turned on, that people will be able to see you immediately. You know, and the fact that Google is guaranteeing your work is really going to help in targeting those customers that are ready to make those buying decisions and seen on Google, like, you know, this is a guy, he's licensed, he's insured, it will say all of that on the Google Guaranteed listing. You know, this is somebody I want to work with. Right, you're not just, you know, another company out there. This is, you know, somebody who Google trusts, right? So that is the major benefit. I personally love Google Guaranteed. It is my favorite thing about Google. I have 100% retention rate with every single person I've signed up with Google Guaranteed. It really is a phenomenal program. You know, not only are you getting those quality leads, but they're exclusive. You know, that you're not going to be getting those people that are, you know, calling about, I don't know, you know, building a bridge or something, you know, and then having to pay that, right? These are the things that will really benefit you in being on Google Guaranteed. So what do you think of this?
Question for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it sounds good, but I have a question. Do I have to accept every lead you give me, or can I just look through them and pick the ones that I want?
Okay, so basically with Google Guaranteed, since they're calling you directly, you'll have, it's kind of like a call tracking number. So basically the number online will be recorded. So every single person that calls that you talk to is actually recorded. And if the disqualifications would be if somebody is calling outside of your service area or about something you don't do. But that's only if your leads are turned on, right? So if you turn off your leads and somebody happens to go through the list and still call you, that won't matter. You won't be charged for that at all. It's only if your leads are actually turned on.
If five people call me and want me to do a job tomorrow, it doesn't make sense to me to pay you $17 and change for all when you know I can't do all five of them tomorrow.
Right.
And this
right.
happens to me, okay? I mean, mm-hmm. this is something I have fought for 4 years. Everybody wants something done tomorrow, and I can't be at five places tomorrow, and I lose five jobs over this.
Right, right. Well, then
so
I would just say
your plan?
The best thing that you could do for this, Glenn, is turn off your leads. I mean, if you get a phone call and it's a good job, you know, and that's a job you want to do for that day, then turn off your leads, right? And then once you decide you want to take on another job, then turn it back on. Get, you know, two phone calls, and then you get a job, you close it, you set it up, you're good to go, then turn them off. So that would be mainly the solution for that, is only take how many phone calls of the jobs you want to do. So once you get those, you know, two, three calls, and let's say out of, you know, three calls, you close two of them and you're going to do the job for two of them, then, you know, turn them off, right? That would be the main solution, I would say.
That don't sound too awful bad, but it's just I understand what you see. I have no problems paying somebody when I get a job. Okay.
Right.
That's all this paying for leads I don't like, because it never worked with Angie, and I just don't see how it really works. I mean, I have no problem with doing something with you and you say, you get a job, I want $20 on every job. That's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I have no problem with that. But when somebody calls me and says, hey, you know, I want a price on painting my house, I can't give them a price over the phone. I have to go see it.
Okay.
Okay. So I have to accept the lead and go see it and give them a price. And they say, no, you're too high.
Okay.
And this happens every day with me. You know what I'm saying? So I just paid $17 plus gas plus my helper to go look at this house and to get nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Angie was doing, okay? I was running around and burning my gas and my time and my labor, talking to people, working with people, and they all said the same thing. We're not looking to get this done right now. It was just something we were thinking about doing.
Right. Okay, well, you know, the one thing that maybe might help with that, you know, I'm not sure. Obviously, you can run your business however you'd like, but some business owners that I know of, what they'll do, before they actually even go to look for the job, they'll set up like a down payment, you know, like a, you know, $20 down payment or whatever, however big the job is, you know, and then they'll go over the price and everything with them. You know, I would say maybe for bigger jobs especially, that would be a lot better. But, you know, for choosing you already, you know, this client is getting up to $2,000 of insurance, right, for choosing you. So they're getting something out of it initially to begin with anyways. So, I mean, I would say that's completely up to you. You can always just set, you know, a down payment or a gas fee, right? You know, some business owners I've talked to have done that, you know, set up like a service fee, like I'm coming out for the gas. But, you know, once you do end up doing the job, that will be applied to the job you do. So
I've done that with people before when it gets out, like going to Columbia. I charge people $40-$50, you know, for an estimate, and if I get the job, I take that $40-$50 off the bill.
Yeah, exactly. So that's mostly what I would say is really this is making it so that the leads, since they are directly coming to you, basically the way that you decide to handle them and close them, it is always going to be up to you when it comes to a lead generation service. I mean, I know with HomeAdvisor and Angie's, what they typically do is they'll find these leads that they basically capture from Google. So they're listing themselves on Google anyways, capturing those leads from Google, and then sending those out to all the same people in your area that do what you do, right? So then that makes it so even if you don't get the job, there are people that I talk to that have never even talked to somebody, and they still get charged for that lead, right? Which this wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be that you're not talking to somebody. So you would be able to talk to the person, you know, and then you set that appointment. If you go out and do the work, I mean, it's always going to kind of be a matter of how you close the deal, but this will generate those quality leads that will be coming from Google itself, that they'll be going directly to you. And then Google is telling that client that they trust you as a company. So that
how would I know these phone calls are from Google, whatever I forget what you said. Yeah.
Google guaranteed. So basically, yes. at the end of the month, we would send you out a spreadsheet, Glenn, and then you just mark the spreadsheet qualified or unqualified. So that's how we manage it, is basically you sending out, we'll send you a spreadsheet of all the phone calls that you've gotten from the Google guaranteed. So when they press on you, click you, and call you, and you talk to them, and then that call is recorded, and then you just mark the lead qualified or unqualified.
And unqualified only goes over my mileage rate.
Yeah, so if they're calling outside of your service area or about something you don't do.
Okay.
So that would unqualify a lead.
All right. You just have to set my service range a little lower then.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people here. I'm telling you, I can give bids. I don't know why this is. I can go out and give 10 bids and get 10 jobs.
Okay.
And then I can put out 25 bids and get one job.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I'll put out 15 bids and I get 14 of them. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the way it is. You know, right now it seems everybody has money. I don't understand why, but everybody's willing to work on their houses now.
Yeah. I would say a lot of that is actually... because of COVID, you know. I mean, I heard this a lot with, you know, like remodelers, where during COVID it was people were just kind of sitting around and they had nowhere to go, right? So they were looking at their house like, you know, I need to do this, you know, I need to do that, you know. So it's I would say that's a large part of it, is mostly people being home more and actually wanting things done to their home. So it's, you know, that's a huge part of it for sure. So, you know, ultimately, Glenn, I mean, I'm sure this is at least something you'd want to give a shot, right?
Well, I'm willing to talk to some people about it, okay? I've learned not to jump into things on my own, okay? I end up getting on the Better Business Bureau. I talk to them a lot about everybody that calls me. And they tell me what I'm going to check you out, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not giving you money for nothing. I've done that. 5 times in my life, I've learned to check people out and see what quality. Do people really like you? You all right? Are you doing something, or are you just taking money from people?
Absolutely. So what I can do, Glenn. So you receive text messages on this phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. So first thing I'm going to text you is, one, our partnership badge. Now, this to me is the most important thing about working with us as a company is – again, you know, this is something that says that Google trusts us as a company. So having this partnership badge, which you can Google this on your own, but this is just a direct link to our company on the Google website for their partners, and then our certifications that go along with that. So for this, basically, it just means that we've been able to sustain our client growth as well as our client's revenue. And the only way that we're able to do that, right, is by getting our clients what they're looking for. We also do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau as well. We have been in business for 17 years. We do have a 4.9 satisfaction rate with our customers. So I am going to also send you a text message. It has our pricing page and website. Now, since you said that you weren't interested in kind of a month-to-month deal, I didn't go over that. But on our website, let me know when that lands, because I want to show you what to look at on there.
Well, see, the thing is, like, I'm computer stupid, okay? And there's months I bring home $5,000. There's months I bring home $25,000.
Uh-huh.
So it averages, okay? And some months get kind of, you know, picky when one job goes into the next month. I don't get paid for most of these remodels until I'm done with them, okay?
Right.
And that's just, I mean... that's why they pick me for these jobs. I don't hound them for $2,000 every week. you know, I have money in the bank. I can go a month or 2 months without getting a paycheck, and they loved it. So this is why I get all the job, the local investors around here, they all try to get me because I, if you're a good person, people talk good about you, I will work for you. You know, if you screw people over and people tell me that, I won't work for you. You know, and that's it. Unless you pay me up front. Then I'll work for you. You know, and I'd be willing to talk with Derek about this. And, you know, the $250 application fee doesn't really mean shit to me, okay? $17 for a lead, especially one that I get a job, I have no problem on, okay? None.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At all. I have to talk to him about this because I don't want to get, you know, I know you're saying you know, Google Guarantee is guaranteeing these people that I'm reputable, I have insurance, I have this, and this is something that I get a lot of my work comes from the better advertising from the Better Business Bureau, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People have been screwed over so many times, they call them, and then, you know, they give them my number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I've never had a complaint with the Better Business Bureau, and I hope I never do. If I have to lose money on a job, I will make a customer happy. All
right? Right.
I mean, if I screw something up, I'm going to fix it. Yeah, you know, that's it.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
I mean,
in 17 years, Glenn, you know, we do have a handful of complaints on our Better Business Bureau, but we've resolved every single one of them. That's how we keep that A-plus rating. So, I mean, I completely understand. You know, it things happen, right? So, I mean, but I can tell you, in 17 years with, you know, only about, you know, 0.5% of people that have actually worked with us, there's really nobody in the U.S. that can't say that, you know, we've done for them what we said we were going to do. So, but that's why I wanted you to look at our website. So, did that text message come through to you?
I don't know. I'm computer stupid. This is a new phone. I went from an iPhone to an Android.
And
because Derek talked me into this. Well, my phone was dying, and I couldn't buy an unlocked Apple phone. And I went 3 days without a phone call, and my life revolves around this phone.
Right.
Without the phone, I'm not going to go door-to-door knocking on people's house, hey, do you need anything done? That's just not me, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I'm interested in what you're saying, and I need to talk with Derek about this. I think he's computer savvy, okay? He really is. I think he's probably going to have an issue with this because we're getting in with Google again, and everybody goes to Google. But the Google guaranteed, he'll probably have to find out something about that. And he's really level-headed. I hope he works for me for a long time because he can say, I think this, but the computer says this, okay?
I mean, do you want me to give him a call?
I really like.
And kind of go over this with him?
No, his phone's not working at the moment. I have to get that fixed for him, you know, real soon. It was supposed to be done yesterday, and he's just having problems. He's having a tough time in his life and all that good stuff. But I am interested in all that.
Derek,
you know, texting your name. Make sure.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Glenn. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just get me your name and your phone number and the business's name and everything that you can tell me about it. And you might have a monthly rate that will be satisfactory with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
okay.
I mean, we might do the lead for a couple. I mean, this is why I tried telling Angie. I said, look, if I get $1,000 job, this is going to pay for your advertising. And I can still make money and still pay my people, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I don't have to make $1 million a month, you all right? I'm happy making $5,000 a month, you know, or whatever, you know. It doesn't bother me, you all right? It's a lot more than working for $10, $15, $20 an hour, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy with that. But text me all your information, and I'll talk with Derek about it tomorrow, and we'll... I don't know if we'll give you a call back tomorrow because it's Friday, but if you don't hear from us tomorrow, give me a call Monday and we'll talk Monday, okay? But it'll be better for you if you call me later in the afternoon, you know, like 4 o'clock, something like that.
So, Glenn, we just aren't here on Monday because it's Labor Day.
Okay, Tuesday will be fine. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
No, well, could you mind if I follow up with you tomorrow? I mean, would that be okay?
Well,
because it's just mostly about the exclusivity, right? I mean, I definitely can go ahead and hold this listing until tomorrow. But, Glenn, it's just our company, because we're partnered with Google, we can only work with one business per industry per area. I mean, the reason for this is we just cannot put our clients in competition with one another, because that's where we're not going to be able to sustain our client growth as well as our clients' revenue, like I was talking about. In order for us to keep our partnership badge, we have to only work with one business per industry per area. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most beneficial things about working with us as a company, Glenn. You know, we'll focus on only your business in your area to get you the business that you're looking for. So I know my boss may not be the happiest about it, but I can do my best to save this for you till tomorrow. Now, do you think that you can talk to Derek tonight and then I can follow up with you tomorrow?
No, I can talk to him tomorrow morning, because I'm going to pick him up around 9 o'clock in the morning. We have to go finish out these two houses that we're working on right now.
Okay.
What I can tell you is, let me talk to him, and I'm probably, he's going to have to, you know, do some little research on this. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get you an answer tomorrow. That's my point that I'm trying to make. I don't know. He may think this is just the greatest thing in the world. I mean, it sounds real good, but just understand this. A lot of people have promised me a lot of stuff in advertising and dealt me nothing, okay?
Yeah.
I spent thousands and thousands of dollars and got nothing.
I mean, and Glenn, that's mostly why I wanted to tell you about the Google Guaranteed program, you know, because, I mean, again, I have 100% retention rate with this program. I absolutely love what this program is doing for companies. I haven't had one single person that has been disappointed with it. I mean, I really think that Google has taken out the things that other companies were maybe not doing the greatest and kind of changed that to be the top lead generation service for any industry. I mean, you know, Google is the main search engine out there. So Google is really going to do the best it can to be the top lead generation service for any company. So,
I like that. I like Google.
Yeah, me too. I love Google too. You know,
I mean, I'm serious. If I don't know how to do something, Google it. I like Google. Yeah, right? I think everybody knows this. And this is why when I found out that my Google advertising was down, I had to get somebody, and Derek was just happened to be there at the time, and he ended up getting a job. You know,
yeah.
I don't know how to do all this stuff.
Right.
And I like it where I can call somebody and get something done.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I want to be able to call you. If I can't call you and say, hey, shut everything off, then I'm going to tell you right now, then I don't think I want this, okay?
Okay,
you know,
Glenn, I'll tell
I'm
you just, something.
I'm serious.
I'll tell you a story. So one time I signed up somebody for our program that actually was Amish. So that should say something. I mean, you know, these guys, they just happen to have a phone because in their community they were actually allowed to have a landline. But, you know, I'm sure you know Amish people, they don't have computers. They don't have anything, you know, cellular or anything like that.
Yeah.
So we will take care of everything for you so you can just focus on your business. One of the benefits, too, that I can go ahead and throw in for you as well, Glenn, is a customized website with the Google Guaranteed program. So that'll also be included. And this will be everything that we'll take care of for you. So you can just focus on your business. All you need to do is be able to pick up the phone, and you can always reach us directly. So I did text you my direct extension and phone number, so you can reach me directly at any time. Now, even when you're working with your account management team, once you sign up, you will always have somebody that you can talk to live. Now, I know that's one of the things working with Google, when you're just picking up the phone and just calling Google, that can be super frustrating for a lot of people because nobody ever gets the opportunity to talk to anybody. So with us, you'll always have the ability to talk to us. You'll be able to call us at any time, at least when we're open. So we're on the West Coast. We're open, you're on Central Time, right? So 9 to 5 is when you'd be able to reach us. So from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, except for holidays, you'd always be able to reach us.
Well,
now,
make sure you put that in the text, okay? That,
okay.
You know, call us anytime between 9 to 5, because that means something to me. You know, I like
okay.
it when people take this extra little bit and say, hey, we're somewhere else. I mean, from your time, from this time to this time, you can call me, okay? That's a real
okay.
good thing that you just did for me. I like that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, ultimately, I'm just here, Glenn, to find a solution for your company. You know, I did also text you an example of the website that we can do for you. Our websites are super amazing. We do beautiful websites. So that'll be included with the Google Guaranteed program. And yeah, I mean, we're essentially doing everything that you'll need online. So, I'll go ahead and follow up with you tomorrow. What time do you think would be good?
We start work at 9 o'clock, okay? So
okay.
Make it about like 10:30. That'll give me enough time to get Derek working and explain all this stuff to him and me
okay.
get working. I'll just leave my phone with him, okay?
Okay.
But now when you say my own website, are you talking about me having my own domain?
Yes, absolutely. Your own domain name. So, it could be a variation of whatever you'd like, you know, Glenn, Kisses, handymanservices.com, whatever is available. Most likely that would be available though. I highly doubt there are many people out there that have the same first and last name as you and they're doing handyman work. So, you know, that I'm almost positive that would be available for you for sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've had 10,000 photos that are gone, okay, of stuff that I have done and cabinets
okay.
that I've built and doors. When Hannah left, she made sure that I had nothing, okay? And that's fine, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to come up with some pictures, and I have to talk to Derek about that because I think most of these are backed up in the cloud. Now that I'm on a different phone, I need to find out how I can get to the cloud. You know, a bunch more pictures. But look, I really appreciate you calling me. I mean, you did say it was $250 for an application fee for the first month, right?
So, yes. So the application fee is a one-time fee. You never have to pay that again. That is just a process application. That takes 4 to 6 weeks to process. Once the application is processed, I need to pull it up again. I think I said it was $262, but let me verify that. Hold on. I just had it pulled up here. Hold on. So it is $226. So $226 would be your first month after the 4 to 6 weeks. That would be for 13 leads. That is $17.33 a lead. And then the following month, it would be a matter of how many you took on. So if you took on one lead the following month, it would only be $17.33. Now, Glenn, you do always have the ability to add more leads if you'd like, though. So you always have to keep that minimum monthly. Now, if you decide you don't want to continue anymore, you just tell them, hey, run out my 13 leads, and then you'll be done. There's no contracts, nothing like that. So you just tell them, run it out, you'll be done. But if you want to add more leads, like if you wanted to do 40 leads, then it would be $694 for the month. So you can always add more, but you can't keep any less than the 13. Does that kind of make sense?
As long as I keep my yes, I hear you. But as long as if I just said West Monroe, okay, then anything on West Monroe, I don't have to take.
No, you don't. You can. So the service area you set. So you get to choose the service area and how far you want that to be. And if they are calling about something outside of your service area, then you'll be credited back for that lead.
Okay, now this is going to sound stupid, okay?
I don't believe the truth.
Okay.
Okay.
No. West Monroe, Louisiana is only 8 square miles. Okay.
Okay.
I am not in the city limits, but I have a West Monroe address.
Okay.
All right? I am actually about 5 miles out of the actual city
okay.
of West Monroe. You know,
okay.
So if I just said West Monroe city limits, you know, I mean, me being here, what I'm trying to do is I don't like the conflicts later on in life, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you
absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, absolutely,
and
yeah.
I work for the mayor of West Monroe. I do a lot of work for her, you know? So
okay.
We do good, but I just want to make sure, get the ground rules down, you know, because I don't like the hair picking, you know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say they have a West Monroe address, but they don't live in West Monroe. Am
so,
I making myself clear?
Yeah, so...
this is strange, okay?
No. I get what you're saying. So it doesn't matter, even if the person had a West Monroe address, but you get to set the service area. So it would be more like a radius. So you would say from this point, I only want to go like 20 miles. So if anybody is outside of that 20 miles, then they wouldn't be qualified. So that it wouldn't necessarily be you set it by the city name. It would be more like a radius. So, and that's something.
Okay,
you
could, that makes more sense.
Okay.
That makes more sense on that. Setting the radius. And if I do take them, I don't care about paying the $17. Yeah, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's just me. I that wouldn't bother me a bit because it's just the way life goes and all that good stuff. But look, let me think about this, and I'm gonna talk to Derek about this first thing in the morning.
Okay.
And I'll get him looking into this. Okay. But it just takes him about 10 minutes to tell me somebody's full of shit or not.
Okay.
I'm serious. I mean, he's that good on he'll get on my phone or my iPad, and he'll tell me real quick, look, you know, this is all the bad stuff about these people, you know? And there's just a few, say, good stuff about, you know? And that's how he judges a lot of stuff, you know?
So you're talking about, like, reviews. Okay, well, so, Glenn, you know, there is one thing that I want you to keep in mind, okay? So our Google business profile, if you look up our business name, Local Splash, we have over 700 reviews on our Google business profile. We do have a 4-star rating. You know, and I'd say with 700 reviews and a 4-star rating, that's, you know, doing something pretty good. I do want you to keep in mind, Glenn, that anybody can go online and write anything about anybody. So the directories and search engines don't actually verify that these are actually actual clients of ours that have worked with us. And since we're the best in the business and have a partnership with Google, you better believe there are a lot of competing companies out there that will go online and write a negative things about us in an effort to make us look bad. Okay? Now,
that's what I like about the Better Business Bureau. You have to be a client to make a review.
Absolutely. And that's what I was just going to say. Now, if you do go to our BBB, you'll see that we were founded in 2004. We still maintain that A-plus rating. Now, again, I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Okay, we do have, like I said, a handful of legitimate complaints filed against us, which in 17 years as a corporation, like I was saying, is less than 0.1%. We have over 48,000 clients, active clients currently. And we're only able to maintain that A-plus rating, Glenn, by resolving those issues that have been filed against us. So that being said, you know, I mean, that is what you're going to see when you look us up. I mean, I can tell you exactly what you'll see. I would really, you know, urge you to show Derek the text that I sent you. So the text that I sent you, again, you'll see our partnership badge. On our website, at the top of it, there's a section that says client success. Now, on the client success, you'll see actual businesses that we work with. We work with companies like Extra Space Storage. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but they're nationwide. So when they started working with us, they had two businesses nearby us, and now they're nationwide with over 1,000 locations. We, at the bottom of that, you'll see what our actual clients are saying about us, that, you know, the people that have actually worked with us. So that's really what you're going to see when you look us up, because, I mean, I'm sure he'll look us up there. There's one website, right, you know, that I know of, right, it's called SiteJabber. So if he sees that and shows that to you, I just want you to be aware. If you look up SiteJabber and our business name, Local Splash, right, you look up Local Splash Reviews, okay, the first thing that you're going to see is our Google business profile. It actually now has 751 reviews, and then you'll see SiteJabber, okay? So SiteJabber on this site, we have 2 stars. Now, the reason for this is Sitejabber is a scam company that they actually make up bad reviews about companies and then force those companies to pay to get those reviews off. So none of these people that have left reviews about us on here are customers that have ever worked with us. I mean, the first review on here says, you know, that they won't let you out of the contract. We never put our customers into contracts. We've never done that. So when they're saying things about us that we don't even do, you know, I just want you to be, I mean, literally the first review on here says local scam. Once you pay them, they will never let you out of your contract, which is absolutely not true. Okay. We do not put you in a contract.
What state are you in?
California.
You're in California. Okay. This is the way I've learned to judge things. Okay. You have a business, you have an LLC in California.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's registered with the state of California. That's easy to find out, okay? And the Secretary of State's office has all reviews on you. Not all, but anyone that complains to the state, you have to take care of it, or it's there. And it's
right.
That I listen to, okay? The Better Business Bureau. And we get with them, and they say you had 500, you know, complaints, and you satisfied every one of them. I'm cool with that, okay?
Absolutely.
I mean, those are the two main factors with me, okay? I mean, this is where I've learned you can look up any business at the Secretary of State that has an LLC and find out a lot of information. You got, you know, complaints on them, did they get resolved or whatever. But don't worry about Sitejabber and all this stuff, because I've never heard of it, and I'm sure Derek has. But the $250 and the $226 for the first month, you all right? You know, for 2 months of it, that doesn't hurt my feelings, okay?
Okay.
You know, I'm just telling you right now, that money does not hurt my feelings. So trying you out wouldn't be a bad thing, okay? The only thing I kind of worry about is the first month being locked into the $226, because what I'm saying on this is we go through this 4 or 6 weeks, and all of a sudden, if I get this museum to paint, that's going to be 3 months. Okay.
So, yeah.
And it's in Columbia.
So after the 4 to 6 weeks, Glenn, and then paying the $226, that doesn't mean that doesn't mean you have to take on those 13 leads for that first month. You can only take on one lead. It just means the following month you would only pay the $17.33. So it's kind of
Think
of it as like a prepaid credit card, right? So it's you put in a credit amount, and then you take out that credit, and then you put back in that credit. Kind of like that. That's kind of how it works. Is it just a credit
amount?
When
you talk to Derek, you make sure you tell him this, that, you know, after we pay the $250, the $226 is for 13 leads, but you only pay for what you want. You know, you get the first lead, and you don't want no more, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I'm going to try to remember to tell him all that.
Okay. So I did send you a text message too. So the text message here, let me see. It is localsplash.com/Google Guaranteed. I sent you that. That's on our website that you can look up. But it shows you exactly too what the Google Guaranteed program looks like, what it entails, so you can show him this. And then show him our partnership badge, and then show him the website that I texted you. So I sent you all of that information in a text. Would it help at all if I sent that in an email as well, or is it fine in a text?
Hey, you can do both if you want to. I mean, if it's not going to be too much work for you, I don't know how to do all that stuff, but, you know.
No, just whatever's better for you.
It would be better for me probably, because I don't see this phone very good, and I get to hitting things, and I've deleted quite a few things that Derek's put in the phone, and he's really starting to get on me about wearing my glasses with my phone.
Okay, so what's your email, Glenn?
Keesee, KeeseeGW @gmail.com.
Okay. So I'm going to send you all of these links over to your email as well, so you'll have that. So in my email, it also will have my extension and phone number there as well. No, the number I've been texting you from, Glenn, you can definitely text me back at that number, and I'll receive the text messages directly, as well as you being able to call me. So
That'd be fine. I'll have Derek plug it in my phone to make sure, and he'll probably want to plug it in his phone to make sure that we both can take care of you. He's learning the trade, okay, and he's a good guy. I have faith in him. And he doesn't know everything, but he's learning, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
And I'd like to keep him on. And all I know that I have is these two houses to finish. And I got two little jobs. I just put in a bid on painting a couple rooms. And we'll see next week if I get them or not.
Okay.
So I don't really have a ton of work like I did, you know, 3 months ago. You know, when Hannah left, 3 days later, you know, I've been working 6-7 days a week just trying to keep up.
Yeah.
That's how much work I've had. And I want to take weekends off sometimes.
Well, you know, I'd like to help you do that. You know, get those jobs that you can kind of pick and choose what you want. You know what I mean? So I did send all this information over. I'm really happy I had this conversation with you, though, Glenn. I really know that you're going to love this program. And did you have any other questions at all about anything?
Well, it doesn't sound like a lot of money to lose, okay, to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, going for the application fee is not bad. Now, the second month I can just take what I want, or even if that's locked in, that's only $450, $470. That's not a lot of money, okay, to me. Yeah, I hate to say that. And once you start a business, you start learning that, you know, you used to, when you're working for people, $100 is a lot of money. But when you start your own business, and you find out $500 is not a lot of money. Yeah, it's sad to say, but it's the truth. But I wouldn't mind trying you. You're right. I just want to talk to Derek about this, and you call us about 10:30.
Okay.
And you can talk to him for however long you want to take, you know what I'm saying, and all that good stuff. And I'll talk to him, and we'll see what works out. But I'm probably going to lean toward trying you, okay?
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm glad I can make you feel comfortable with it.
Well, even if we're on Google, okay, and people Google handyman, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if people find out about Google Guarantee, they're going to go through there, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now, that's something that I have to talk to, you know, Derek about, and he'll find out. He has this act with getting on his phone, or my phone actually, and finding out how many people write in about handyman service at Google in West Monroe, Louisiana. He told me the number one day, okay, for the day before. So he could probably do this with, you know, Google Guarantee. And we'll see. But any way you do it, you know, trying you wouldn't hurt my feelings, okay?
Okay.
As long as I'm not locked into a contract, I'm cool with it, okay?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get locked into something that I'm going to have to say, hey, no, you're not doing what you said. I'm not paying you.
Right.
And that's basically what I did to Angie. You know, I said, no, I'm just not doing this. You know? You've given me nothing.
I work here, Glenn, because I fully believe in transparency, 100%. You know, that is how I live my life, is by being totally transparent. So, you know, that's why I chose this company, because I could tell you the truth about what we're doing and not, you know, give you unrealistic expectations, or, you know, tell you things that, you know, are over the moon and crazy. You know, I mean, that's the one thing with Angie's and Home Advisor. I'm not sure if you're aware at all. But I really am not the type to talk badly about other people, but they're actually being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission for cheating small businesses out of a lot of money and sending them falsified information. And, you know, Yeah, it's really unfortunate what they've done to a lot of companies throughout the U.S. This is why they keep on changing their name, too. They used to be, I think it was Magic something. And then they went to Home Advisor, and now they're Angie's. So, you know, there's a reason that they keep on changing their name, you know, just that reason alone.
Yeah, because they get in trouble.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I have one more question.
Sure.
Is this going to matter if I'm a convicted felon or not?
Okay. It depends. Are you?
Yes.
Okay. And what was, do you mind me asking what it was for?
Manslaughter.
You're kidding, right?
No.
I think you're joking with me right now.
No, this happened back in 1996.
Okay. Is it still on your record?
I'm sure it is. I'm still on parole.
Okay. Yeah, then, I mean, that, it's, unfortunately, they do a background check. That would be definitely something that would disqualify you for the application, most likely.
It would. Even though I've been out for 7 years and had no problems in 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, I can check with my boss real quick. Hold on. One second. Okay. Okay, one second. I would have to say most likely, though, that probably would disqualify you, though. But, I mean, don't they do background checks through Angie's or HomeAdvisor? They didn't do that for you on that?
Well, they did, but they said it didn't matter because it was so long ago.
Okay. Let me see. And what year did the actual conviction happen?
Yeah.
What year was that? You said 1997?
1996.
1996.
Yeah, I've been out of prison long enough, I can get a Twix card. You know, I can go offshore now. There's so many things that I can do. You know, usually everybody holds stuff back for 5 years. Okay. But everybody's different. You know, you have to ask these questions, you know.
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked. I mean, honestly, this conversation I've had with you, I would have never thought that would be something you would tell me in a million years. I mean, it just shows you how much people change. I mean, I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest with you, Glenn. I mean, just because you opened up to me, I have had my share of not being on the right side of the law in the past. And, you know, I've completely turned my life around. So, I mean, I get it. You know, I'm not sure what the circumstances are with what happened. You know, you absolutely don't have to share that with me. But I know whatever you did in the past, you definitely don't sound like the type of person I would have ever said has done something like that. So, yeah. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to get an answer from someone.
Well, this is something you can talk about tomorrow if you can't. You know, it's getting late. It's 5:30 here. I don't know what time it is with you.
Yeah, it's 3:30. No, that's fine. I'll find out this information, and regardless, I'll call you at 10:30 tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sam.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you. I'll talk to you later, okay?
I really hope we can do something, because it would be nice.
I really hope so, too. I definitely do. Let me see what I can kind of pull around, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, good night.